Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Final few weeks of the season. Disappointing year at that from the Baltimore Banner. Window Nation guest hotline, Andy Koska. Andy, good morning. How are you feeling?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right, man. Let's talk with about Grayson Rodriguez. Got the bone chips removed from the elbow. So what does all of this mean moving forward here? If the Orioles put out an estimated ETA, will we see him in Sarasota? Or is this all going to be real close to the vest over the next few weeks and months here?
Yeah, so the debridement surgery for Grayson is not the worst case scenario. Probably within 3 months, he will be on a mound again throwing. So I imagine that spring training, he will be in the mix once more to be healthy. What's interesting here is that Grayson went on foul territory last week and kind of discussed a little bit about the symptoms that he's been dealing with. Apparently he's been dealing with this elbow pain for 3 to 4 years. Which is quite astounding. He decided he couldn't pitch through it anymore. I had a story that just published talking with a former Orioles team surgeon kind of about what the surgery entails from a general perspective, not specific to Grayson, but generally. He said that often, you know, bone grows when there's stress on an area, and that most likely the bone spur grew because there was, you know, stress on the UCL ligament, and this is a way to stabilize it by growing some bone. When you have a surgery like this, you need to remove the bone spur because it causes pain. Then you need to have a lot of PT to develop muscles around it that will hopefully take a lot of the load off of the bone, so there's less stress. And obviously less stress in the ligament. So this is not a one and done with the surgery. There'll be a lot of PT around it. Maybe even some, you know, mechanical. They might look at his mechanics, see if they can tweak anything there. But at least right now, the plan is for Grayson to be ready for spring training.
That's all very touching. But Andy, if you're Mike Elias and you're putting together a rotation for 2026, would it be egregious on his part to plan on Grayson Rodriguez being a member of it?
Yeah, I think you can't plan on anybody being a member of it,
right?
To be honest, and that obviously includes Grayson. Just with the way pitching injuries have gone for Baltimore this year, or the last 2 years, you know, they expect Tyler Wells and Kyle Bradish to be back in September, but coming back from a massive injury like a UCL surgery, it's hard to know exactly what, you know, they might look like. So can't really anticipate anybody. Zach Eflin, you know, we'll see if they either give him a qualifying offer or extend him, but, you know, impending free agent, but he's dealing with lower back pain, which has resulted in two IL stints for the back and one for the lat, you know, which is shoulder. So three IL stints this year for Zach Eflin. So it's just a case where they need to have an abundance of options to compete, which is a daunting task. I mean, it costs a lot of money to develop a starting rotation, and it can be difficult when, you know, everything is written in pencil, because it can change so quickly. So I think what Michael Elias will have to do, and I think he has acknowledged as much in recent interviews, is that definitely an abundance of options are needed. The flip side of that is you can't just have numbers. They have to be quality numbers at the same time.
Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner, talking some Orioles here, 105.7 The Fan, Birds, Mariners tonight. Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw with you here on The Fan. All right, August 16th, Orioles are in Houston. Give me a reason why Samuel Basayo or Dylan Beavers will not be with the team then.
Well, actually, August 15th is the official date.
Gotcha.
So August 15th, they could be called up. They would still have, it includes day 45. So 45 days, 130 at bats are the cutoffs. It includes the 45 days. So August 15th. I imagine they wouldn't want to make it so obvious. So I don't think they'd see him on August 15th is my reason. Yeah.
But I'll speak for you. I mean, Oriole fans, you know how they feel. It's like this should have happened yesterday, but we're so late in the game now, it would be stupid to bring him up in this series against the Mariners. But do you think that when they go take on the Astros, and the schedule's real tough now with a lot of contending teams over the next few weeks, do you think both will be there?
I imagine, if not that Astros series, by the time Baltimore comes back from Boston, I forget the team they're playing after Boston. I'm
Houston
kind of taking
again.
Things a week at a time here.
Yeah, I got
Houston
you.
Houston again. There you go. Yeah. So thank you. So I imagine, you know, if it's not on this road trip, it would be on the homestand. I would actually think the homestand would be a little bit more realistic, just to kind of give them an easier travel up from Norfolk and have a, you know, home debut would be, you know, kind of a thing. I don't know how much they really take into account that aspect of it, but obviously Jackson Holliday debuted in Boston, so maybe we'll have another, you know, top prospect debut in Boston. But at this point, they're so close to it, they may as well wait. As much as it pains Orioles fans to think that, and as much as it has been painful to watch, and no disrespect to the current outfielders that they have been trotting out, you know, there hasn't been the at-bats have not been great from said outfielders that they have been trotting out there. So I understand why there is such interest in bringing up Dylan Beavers, and so I'm not discounting that at all. But at this point, I imagine the Orioles should wait.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, real quick, with Bisaccia, when he does come up, his at-bats will come from what position? Catcher? Do they like Jackson enough to keep him around? And right now, you got Mayo and Mountcastle, fighting for the at-bats at first, but there's a left-handed bat that Bisaccia brings to the equation as well.
Yeah, that's a tricky predicament, and I really do think that they would carry three catchers, which, of course, if when September hits and the expanded roster goes to 28, it'll be a lot easier to carry three catchers. So I imagine Jackson would stick around because they like what he does behind the plate. Right now, I think the bat for Bisaccia will stick at DH. We'll see a lot of them at DH. They will mix him in at catcher. But they do believe that he has a lot of development left as a defensive catcher. First, the bat has been loud in AAA, and I think it can translate, and it should be pretty exciting to watch how it translates to Major League Baseball. There will be, of course, an adjustment period. These are the best pitchers in the world compared to AAA. But a little bit of first base, which, as you mentioned, it's tight with Mountcastle and Mayo, but it is a left-handed bat compared to the two at first base currently, and then DH, and then maybe one or two days a week a catcher.
Andy Koska, Baltimore Banner. Andy, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You got it. Andy Koska, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program, take a couple phone calls. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? Hopefully count that. And then Ryan Divish, Seattle Times. Talk about Seattle. Why are those so good? And they're coming in here. Hey, remember, the Orioles swept them. Seems like only long time ago that happened. Looking for redemption because they're actually playing for a first-place spot in their division chasing the Astros.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.